Jeremiah 26. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came this word from Yahweh. Stand in the court of Yahweh's house and speak to all the cities of Judah which come to worship in Yahweh's house. All the words that I command you, don't diminish a word. Now, none of us like telling people what those people don't want to hear. We're all rather smart and clever at guessing what somebody wants to hear and saying it. And so Jeremiah, like us, would have been tempted to just say some things from God's message and to just leave bits out. And he's warned here, don't diminish a word. We are to teach God's word as it is, not just try to tickle the ears of our listeners and tell them what they'd really like to hear anyway. Maybe they will listen and turn every man from his evil way, so that I may repent me of the evil which I purpose to do to them because of the evil of their doings. You see that God says, I intend to do evil. This is not the same as sin. It refers here in that sense to disaster. As we read in Isaiah, I make peace and I create evil. I form the light and I make the darkness. So then there is no being out there in the cosmos called Satan or the devil who's got power to do evil, and God sort of does the good stuff and this dragon or monster or spirit called Satan does all the bad stuff. Not at all. God has got complete 100% total power. And the evil that eventually did come upon Judah was created by God and was done by him. You shall tell them, thus says Yahweh, if you will not listen to me to walk in my law or listen to the words of my prophets, then will I make this house like Shiloh, and I will make this city a curse to all the nations of the earth. The priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of Yahweh, and when he'd finished, they came to him and said, you shall surely die. So this is what you call shooting the messenger. I don't like what you're saying, therefore I will try to, as it were, kill you, or I will try to shut you up. And Paul said this when he was dealing with the Galatians. He said, have I become your enemy? Because I tell you the truth, this is how it is, that people simply don't like to be told things as they are. People do not like to be challenged about their behavior. They don't like to be told, you need to repent. They get very angry with that. We live in a society where people are very quick to say, you hurt my feelings. Do you know how much you upset me? If you are sinning and God asks you to change, yeah, a proud person will say that. A proud person will say, oh, you hurt my feelings. And we live in a world that is increasingly proud. But what God is looking for is the humble person who will say, yes, you are right. God is right and I am wrong. I do repent. Please can he forgive me? That's what God's looking for. But that requires humility, and the proud people will not want to be like that. And so they will get pretty angry and cranky, just like they did with Jeremiah. So they say, why have you prophesied in the name of Yahweh, saying, this house shall be like Shiloh, this city shall be desolate? They so loved their temple. Oh, the temple of Yahweh, the temple of Yahweh, they said earlier. And they just could not take any criticism of their religious structure. To imply that their whole structure was wrong, they got extremely nasty, and people get like that when you show them that, hey, look, according to the Bible and compared with the Spirit of the Lord Jesus, your structure is wrong. Ah, they get real angry. When the princes of Judah heard these things, they came up from the king's house to the house of Yahweh, and they sat in the entry of the new gate of Yahweh's house. Then spoke the priests and the prophets, it means the false prophets, to the princes and all the people, saying, this man is worthy of death, for he has prophesied against this city. Against us, they mean, as you have heard. Jeremiah replied, Yahweh sent me to prophesy against this house and against this city all the words that you heard. So amend your ways and your doings and obey the voice of Yahweh. Oh, I feel like cheering here, like clapping. Well done, Jeremiah. You kept at it. You didn't cave in and say, oh, yes, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. Nope, he tells them straight. If you change, then Yahweh will repent him, will change of the evil that he has pronounced against you. As for me, I am in your hands. You do to me as you think is good and right. Only know this for certain, that if you put me to death, you will bring the guilt of innocent blood on yourselves and on this city. For truly, God has sent me to speak these words in your ears. The princes and all the people said to the priests and to the prophets, this man is not worthy of death, for he has spoken to us in the name of Yahweh our God. And you think, well, okay, guys, why don't you get on and repent then? So a lesson you get from that is that you can believe that the Bible is the word of God, it's inspired, and yet do nothing about it. And that's what they were doing. Then rose up some of the elders of the land and spoke to all the people, saying, Micah prophesied in the days of King Hezekiah, and he said, thus says Yahweh, Zion will be ploughed as a field, and Jerusalem will become heaps. Did Hezekiah and all Judah put him to death? Didn't he fear Yahweh and entreat the favour of Yahweh, and Yahweh relented of the disaster which he had pronounced against them? Thus should we commit great evil against our own souls. There was also a man who prophesied in the name of Yahweh, Uriah, and he prophesied against the city, just as Jeremiah has done. And when Jehoiakim the king and all the princes heard his words, the king tried to put him to death. But when Uriah heard it, he fled into Egypt. And Jehoiakim the king sent men into Egypt. And they fetched Uriah out of Egypt and brought him to Jehoiakim, who killed him and cast his dead body into the graves of the common people. So they're saying, well, yes, there's precedent, historical examples in the past of how we could treat Jeremiah. We could kill him, as Jehoiakim did to this other prophet, Uriah, or we could repent at what he's saying, as happened in the time of Hezekiah. But the hand of Ahikam was with Jeremiah, that they should not give him into the hand of the people to put him to death. So clearly they did want to kill Jeremiah, but this Ahikam somehow, we're not quite told how, somehow arranged it so that, no, Jeremiah was not put to death.